This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Jonathan, before we officially launch into the news of the day, I'd ask, because last week you were at one of your kids' events, and being the dad that I am, and Cheryl Chumley's a mom with kids, how did it go? Everything went well?
It went well. We had one child that forgot her lines, and she was crying, and that was the tragedy of the moment, but yes. Mother and father came to the rescue of that poor child. My daughter did fantastically well, and so did my son, so... I was quite pleased, and they have a way about them, which I very much appreciate, which is when there is a stumble or an error, they smile and carry on, which is what we have to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this puts perspective on the crazy stories that we do have to cover from time to time, particularly, and Cheryl Chumley's with us from Washington Times editorial page online, and the latest article about Trump's budget. They're claiming it's going to kill children and babies. And, you know, I'm looking as a dad and a mom here on the show. I'm not concerned at all about Trump's budget killing my kids.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just the normal leftist rhetoric that's coming out. Whenever conservatives want to reel in the budget and save taxpayers some dollars, the left comes out with these crazy messages. And the latest are being pushed by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He said children will die because of this budget. And it wasn't long after that Hillary Clinton came out and said pretty much the same thing. She called Trump's budget proposal an unimaginable level of cruelty, and it will hurt the well-being of children. And what they're talking about is that Trump simply wants to reel in some of the out-of-control skyrocketing social service type spending that we saw under Barack Obama. And he's not even reeling it back to 2000 levels when spending was a little bit more modest, though it still was out of control. He's only reeling it back maybe a third, a half of the way that what Obama spent in some instances. And yet this is what the left wants you to believe, that you can't live without government funding.
No, and of course, what the government funds has poses more of a risk to your life and health and liberty, of course. And Jonathan, if we think about reducing the budget and allowing freedom to reign once again, is that the argument? If people are free, that more children will die?
Well, it's a real cheap shot. It's not only an advocacy for socialism, for the maintenance of those systems of our government, which are dysfunctional and that really have exacerbated poverty. The war on poverty has actually encouraged the creation of poverty by increasing dependency and decreasing independence and self-reliance. But the notion that they can look at this budget and say it translates into children dying or people suffering is a leap that is wholly unsubstantiated. It's really hysterical. And the problem with that kind of thinking when people do that is that it muddies the waters, it creates people, panic in certain people, that's wholly unjustified. No one is going to die. No one is going to lose anything that they are entitled to. It's just going to be more difficult for people to stay on welfare who could work. And if you're able to work, why shouldn't you be working? And if you can find employment, why shouldn't you be employed? Why should why should you cause the suffering? I mean, there are many hardworking people in this country who are barely surviving on their wages because of taxation and because upward mobility is stifled due to overregulation. Those people are who we should strongly sympathize with because they're trying their best. And any able-bodied person in this country who can find work should. And any able-bodied person in this country who thinks that it's appropriate to make the rest of us pay for them and to force the rest of us to endure the slavery of a socialized state are really hurting people. There are a lot of people hurting in this country because of big government.
Yeah, I was thinking the main obstacle to the you know, that free flow of, let's say, entrepreneurship that would provide jobs or have someone who doesn't have work to kind of create a new opportunity for himself or herself is government intervention, is the regulatory state that, you know, Trump has avowed he wanted to reduce, and perhaps that's the biggest reason why we see attacks on him from the left and even some of the right that are the statist right that just really benefit from the large bureaucracy that never goes away. So there was this tackle on it. It wasn't as simple as Trump's on, you know, on the conservative Republican side and everybody else is against. But no, there are people that are pseudo-conservatives, if you will, that exist within the Republican Party that are not helping out this agenda at all.
Right. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Oh, I just wanted to add to what you said about, you know, the socialists. And what I find interesting, too, is that these same people that say that Trump's budget is a baby killer, a child killer, these are the same people that, curiously enough, will support abortion. So if we're talking child killing, I think that there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on that in that direction.
Yeah, very good point. I was thinking that myself. It's like if they're funding the activities of Planned Parenthood, government is doing that. They're already participating in terminating the lives of children. So it's another important distinct point.
And these are also the same people who show no sympathy whatsoever for the businessman, the small businessman, the medium-sized businessman who's driven out of business because of excessive regulation by the EPA or some other regulatory agency. No sympathy at all for people who are actually hurt by such things, and here they have instead this great sympathy for this great unknown population of infants that are supposedly going to die because of the budget proposal. They know that's not true. They know that the budget isn't even going to be the budget that is passed, if passed.
Sure.
They know this is a cheap shot, a cheap political shot with no substance behind it whatsoever.
Well, and I don't see any genuine reductions other than we see the reduction in the growth of spending, which, according to a Democrat, that means obviously people are going to die. But the idea of actually reducing the budget or actually reducing the regulatory state, you know, we have the problem with regulatory capture. And I talk to my friends on the left who love the environment, and of course we all live in the environment, conservative or liberal. The point of protecting the environment is dependent upon people having property rights and interest in the environment, as opposed to having, you know, bureaucrats thousands of miles away potentially trying to dictate to them what they can and can't do with their environment. And even RFK Jr., who is an avowed leftist, who's very good on the issue of vaccines, by the way, has said regulatory capture is very real. If we had more investment in private property and ownership and control locally, we could actually protect the environment more efficiently.
Well, certainly most people, I mean, you would be hard pressed to find a typical property owner who is going about trying to destroy his property or to destroy wildlife or other benefits of his property. In fact, in the West, those areas that have the greatest populations of wildlife are those that are on the ranches because they cultivate the land and they make it arable and they add water to it and they bring, you know, they irrigate it and they grow things that animals can eat and they can create habitats for animals. The vast desert that's protected by the the Park Service and the Bureau of Land Management is just that, a vast desert with virtually no life on it.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. But again, this is the idea of bringing this back in. And this is where I think left and right could come together and say, you know what? The idea of an EPA might sound good, protecting the environment, but words don't do it and bureaucracies don't do it. but people having a stake in ownership and caring for the property that they live on. This is also a problem with public housing throughout history, is that when they had no stake in it, they didn't care to take care of it as well as those that had a stake in it. And Cheryl, of course, it seems to be common sense, but it's lost on some.
Yeah, and I agree in principle with what you just said, that this is where the left and right should come together. Mm-hmm. But practically speaking these days, I think it's impossible, because I look at the budget and I see it's not so much about dollars and cents. It's about a fight for control. You know, it's about who wants to give the control back to the people versus who wants to keep the control centralized in the big bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's not just Democrats who want that control. There's a lot of Republicans nowadays, too, who fight, for budgets that more benefit themselves than the American taxpayer. And so I think in principle, it seems that people should come together from both parties on this. But I think we're way past that in this country. And now it's just all about control, not what benefits the taxpayer.
Sure. Who wants to be in control? Then you've got the controversy of Ben Carson, right? HUD secretary. You wrote a great piece about his poverty comments. And apparently it's upsetting some apple carts out there, because he says this isn't about genetics and race, but it's about how you're raised and what you believe.
Yeah, Ben Carson's comments, and if you haven't heard him, you should probably listen to them all, but the part that got everybody all fired up is that he said, to a large extent, poverty is simply a state of mind. And he wasn't denying the existence of poverty, acting as if people who don't have a lot of financial or economic means are just living in a dreamland, thinking that they're living in a slum-type atmosphere. You know, he recognizes the reality of poverty. But he's saying to overcome poverty, your mind has a lot to do with that. And it's not a DNA thing. It's not that you're born into poverty and you need government to bail you out, else you're faced with the dire prospect of living your life in poverty. It's that these self-reliant notions have to be instilled in you to rise yourself out of your own condition of poverty. And he says that that's what seems to be lacking these days. We have an entitlement nation with a government that's only too happy to fulfill that entitlement role. And it's just fueling this whole cycle of poverty, the cycle of poverty that plays out in someone's mind.
Yeah, so now we have the social network guru. What's the guy's name? Zuckerberg. Saying that we should all have a universal income, a base income everybody should get from government to start us off at some kind of level playing field. But the economic ignorance is just incredible, coming from a guy who's probably a multi-billionaire, if not a trillionaire at this point. We got to take more, concepts of liberty and share them with you each and every week here with Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan Emord, emord.com, emord.com. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. We'll talk about the sacred fire of liberty and how to reignite it in each and every one of our lives after this break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you can follow Cheryl Chumley online at WashingtonTimes.com. We have a link up in the show notes. Of course, Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and that's Emord.com. All linked up, RobertScottBell.com. We got Cheryl and Jonathan talking about the foreign trip, interestingly enough. I mean, Trump looked pretty strong, looked pretty good out there in the world, not cowering in fear, not apologizing, but saying, you know, here's the straightforward skinny on what's going on planet Earth. This is what we got to do about it.
You want me to go first, Jonathan? Or
please, Cheryl, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, I think Trump had pretty much a slam dunk overseas. You know, he spoke strongly. He didn't go on an apology tour. He basically told the Muslim nations that, you know, radical Islamism is your problem, primarily, that you need to get involved with it. And we need to work together as a team to eradicate this from the world. He made it clear to NATO partners that you better start paying your bills to the U.S. We're tired of floating you all these dollars through all these years, and you guys owe us a lot of money. And what I found most interesting was the media coverage of all this. You know, for 48 hours or more after this, during and after this foreign trip, we heard all about Melania's hand spot of Donald Trump as they walked across the red carpet in Israel to greet the prime minister. And that went on. And I just found that abysmal reporting, that all this important, crucial overseas foreign policy issues taking place, and the media wants to focus on whether Melania would hold Donald Trump's hand and whether she swatted it away and whether that indicated they were headed for a divorce, or, you know, and so forth. So I think Trump did well. I think the media didn't give him credit for it, and I think that's to be expected.
Yeah, tabloid journalism, it's consistently trying to distract from what's really important. Jonathan, your assessment of the foreign tour?
Well, I agree with Cheryl's assessment of the media reaction. I think that the unfortunate thing is that, with the exception of Fox, I might add, the rest of the media really did a terrible job of covering what was indeed the most important foreign policy trip since before Obama took office. There was no question about this, that he was greeted by the Saudi Arabians as a leader of great stature when they greeted Obama as a punk, not rolling out the red carpet with the king actually meeting him. But they did that with Trump because they respect that Trump is calling it like it is. He's declared war on terrorism. He's reasserting American power against the terrorists, and he's making clear we're not going to lead from behind, we're going to lead. And so I respected that greatly. I thought also that his response to the terrorist attack in Manchester was fantastic, right on. They know that we mean business. His use of the term loser to characterize terrorists instead of monster was brilliant, because monster suggests that this is the boogeyman. It's an intangible fear-monger situation, as opposed to a loser who is a punk, who can be ferreted out and killed and eliminated, who is not worth your respect, but who is worth your punishment. And that's exactly what he has created when he refers to terrorists as losers. He undermines their ability to suggest that they create terror. Instead, it is a reaction of strength to a party that he regards as weak, but who is one that is persistent and has to be taken care of. He really, I thought, was quite professional in that approach and that strategy. I think he is taking the stage internationally and is gaining tremendous respect at the same time that, unfortunately, internecine battles here between the Democrats and sympathetic Republicans in the administration go right off the deep end, suggesting ties to Russia that don't exist, suggesting that complicity with Russians in election tampering that doesn't exist, appointing a special prosecutor without probable cause, and spending all the taxpayers' money on this nonsense, running for any single possible thread of evidence that can then be touted and exaggerated by his opponents. It's just disgusting, really.
It really is. Cheryl, what do you got working on this week? We should be looking out through the Memorial Day weekend and beyond.
Well, I'm going to do a piece on media bias and also keep my eye on how the budget and Obamacare talks go.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, I always appreciate your insights, and everybody, you can follow her at Washington Times on the editorial page online. And, of course, Jonathan Emord keeps cranking out the articles through a number of different websites as well. We'll let you know about that. Norm Singleton is going to be joining us from the Campaign for Liberty. We're going to be talking about a bill in Arizona that apparently has become law about making a competing currency, if you will, being gold and silver, to the Federal Reserve note. Wow. So Trump's budget discussion, also Sessions and Trump, have they brought back the drug war? These are questions we'll ask Norm after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast syndication and stations around the nation on GCN. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the links. This is the 1 hour of the week we get together with Jonathan Emord as well as Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, and we get to do a little bit more political healing, economic discussion as well, and I appreciate the time that we get to spend together, Jonathan, as well with Norm. And there's a number of topics on the session today, including, I want to start with, if you don't mind, Norm. This is big news, actually. The state of Arizona passing into law, and I believe the governor signed it, that metals are money. This is competing currency to the Federal Reserve note. Is that true? Have they legalized real money?
Yes, they did. And this was a bill. It said it officially defined gold, silver, and other precious metals in the Arizona code as legal tender, and it also exempts them from capital gains taxes, which is a huge step forward, because how can you have a capital gains tax or How can you be forced to pay capital gains on something that is money, that is legal tender? That's a paradox. And so this is a really great step for the free market movement, for the sound money movement, and hopefully other states. Campaign for Liberty is going to be working on this in states across the nation, and hopefully we will have some more success in like we did in Arizona. And what's really I think one of the true highlights of this is that Ron Paul actually personally went out to Arizona in March and testified, spoke at a rally, and the Arizona Campaign for Liberty group was very active, very involved in pressuring the state legislatures, but also the governor. Now, last year, Campaign for Liberty in Arizona was not active in terms of working on the governor, and he vetoed the bill. This year, because of a little bit of pressure was applied to him, he, as they say, he saw the heat, or saw the light, felt the heat,
yes.
Saw the light.
He saw the reflection on the gold coins that are now money.
Yep. And they are, I think that this is a great juxtaposition, too, with the fact that you look at what's going on in D.C., Trump has a budget that has some good stuff in it, but it balances. But it the only way it gets the balance is by some questionable assumptions and rosy scenarios, and it doesn't really cut spending. It does the old trick of spending less than is currently projected.
Yet reductions and increases.
Yet you have Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues proclaiming that this is literally, that Trump is and the Republicans are literally going to kill children.
Yeah, we covered that last segment, which is stunning. Let me ask Jonathan real quick. Jonathan, constitutional attorney in this way. Does Janet Yellen have access to the Federal Reserve to drone strikes in Arizona to kind of stop this movement toward making real money compete with Federal Reserve notes?
You never know, Robert.
I'm just wondering what they're going to do, man. They got nothing on this. Don't do that.
No, it's tremendous. I mean, just imagine if every state in the union did that. Wouldn't that be cool? Why not?
Well, that's the whole point, and Ron Paul's been saying that. Like, I remember the Free Competition and Currency Act, which would just say legalize competition to the Fed.
Right.
It wasn't even banning the Fed or outlawing the Fed. It was just saying let people have the freedom to decide what they want to use for money.
Why not?
Right. And it's a simple, and of course something like that the people in D.C. just can't get. But look at, you know, compare what's going on in Arizona, and now hopefully in other states across the nation. With this, and I think you do see that for as kind of depressing as it can be to look at D.C., there is hope, and this is a major challenge to the Fed's money monopoly, and this shows that the movement that Dr. Paul helped start in 07 and 08 is not is far from finished.
No, it's very much alive and well, and at the state level, I think it's fascinating because it, you know, shows that the 10th Amendment, you know, that the states have the ability to exert the rights and privileges that they hold that are unique in this compact as well. So it's not all about the power of the central government to do everything. In fact, in this case, the states are striking a blow for freedom and in economic freedom.
Right. Yep. Yes, sir. That is definitely true.
All right. Well, as long as Yellen doesn't have access to drones, everybody in Arizona should be okay.
Well, let's hope that she doesn't. I think she has access to economic drones via the printing press, and I do think that the failure to seriously debate reducing the size of government, and again the problems with the official budget and the hysteria reaction suggests that she is going to be tempted to keep the printing presses running to monetize debt. You may even see conservatives start to back off on their criticism, at least D.C.-based conservatives start to back off on their criticism of the Fed because her inflationary policies will now be facilitating a Republican agenda. Mm. I think that's happened in the past. Of course, you had the infamous case where Richard Nixon actually said to Arthur Burns at an event publicly, when Nixon's call for accommodative monetary policy got a round of applause. He said to the chairman, "There you see it, a public endorsement of lower rates." And Nixon and Burns were also caught on tape joking about the Fed's independence of political pressure. And, of course, it goes the other way. My favorite story, though, about the Federal Reserve chairman and political pressure is Richard Nixon's predecessor, Lyndon Johnson, who was known to be probably the worst bully and worst psychopath ever to sit in the Oval Office. But he supposedly actually physically threw the chairman of the Federal Reserve against the wall of the Oval Office.
Well, I thought they were supposed to be independent of any kind of undue influence.
They are, and that's why they say we can't have an audit, because it will compromise this wanted independence. Well, you have at least you have several times where they haven't been. But Alan Greenspan was actively involved in working with the Clinton administration to coordinate monetary and fiscal policy, and that's why Clinton ended up that in the Republican Congress, but that's why Clinton ended up being much less of an aggressive progressive than, say, Obama or a lot of Clinton supporters in 92 expected him to be.
Mm. Fascinating. Of course, again, the D.C. conservative, I don't know, it's a changing of the definition of the word conservative, Jonathan, wouldn't you say?
Well, unfortunately, we have an environment where people have become so accustomed to using the instruments of government to get their way, their own personal financial nest being feathered by their use of public office, that the distinction between conservative and liberal really blurs once you get inside the Beltway, because you'll find plenty of Republicans who will line up for those same social welfare programs and those same anti-competitive, big business regulatory structures that you know kill small industry, and they're all in this together. In the end, when it comes to self-preservation, people act in ways that are rather predictable. So you have Republicans who will do things to favor corporate welfare, and you have Democrats who will do that same thing and also favor general welfare. But in the end, it's all an expansionist concept of ever bigger government and getting the prizes that can come to those who are in public office as a result of their use of that newfound power ever expanding to gore the ox of one and benefit the other who has political ties. I mean, it's really disgusting, but that's the government we have, and the only solution to it is substantial reduction in the size and scope of the government, elimination of those instruments that are abused so often, like the administrative state.
Sure. Well, you know, I've argued just as a homeopath, you know, trying to help people overcome cancer, I say one of the main things you got to do is stop feeding the cancer. And, you know, as much as we have said, you know, vote conservatives in, bring small government people in, we see the statist religion, if you will, corrupts almost all of them, with rare exception like Ron Paul and a few others over the years. And we say, okay, there's got to be another way. And then we go, maybe the states have some modicum of control by reversing through their powers, if you will, to say, you know what, we're superior to you when you violate that constitution, like what Arizona did in a small but significant way in legalizing competition to the Fed, for instance. Are there other thoughts or concepts here, Norm, as far as how the states and the people have more power than just a vote?
There are a lot of good things, I think, going on at the state level. Property rights, rejection of Obamacare's Medicare expansion, tax battles, civil liberties battles regarding the particularly red light cameras and eminent domain property, it's really great to see the states rising up, and even on something that monetary policy that, you know, was a huge issue in the early years of this country, the battles between of Hamilton and then Andrew Jackson and John Calhoun, you know, these magnificent historical figures. One of their key issues was that whether or not America should have a national bank, and that was considered settled in 1913. But I think even back then, these were still thought of as largely federal issues. And now you see the states standing up once again and taking a role even in something like this. And I think as the dysfunction in D.C. just grows more and more, I think you're going to see much more of that. You're going to see more states with interested in nullification. You're going to see more states interested in just passing laws like that in Arizona to allow alternative currencies, protecting alternative currencies, precious metals. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw follow-ups on this regarding cyber currencies, protecting the rights of cyber currencies we recognize as legal tender and freedom, and attempt to protect them from the regulatory state. This is what the founders intended, the 10th Amendment and the states to act as a barrier between the individual and the federal government, one more barrier that was put in there. The whole Constitution, as of course Jonathan knows better than probably almost anyone, was designed to limit power,
yes,
and check power at every turn, and federalism is an important part of that.
Yep, well, we're going to continue discussing this Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan E. Ward, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Headline at Campaign for Liberty: will the Trump administration overdose on authoritarianism? What a question. Norm's going to answer that next as we talk about, is he renewing the drug war? And will it be successful this time?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, next hour, the CDC says Alzheimer's deaths are skyrocketing. I'll explain why and how to reverse it, even though the CDC doesn't know how. We do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we got epigenetic updates next hour, too, and comments and questions of the day from you, our loyal and lovable listeners. But for now, we got Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty on all levels, as well as Jonathan Nemord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. And Norm, one of the blog posts you have there at the Campaign for Liberty, and we have it linked up in the show notes, about Trump administration overdose on authoritarianism, specifically on reinitializing the drug war. Is this for real? What's going on?
Well, last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that he was ordering all federal prosecutors to seek the maximum sentences that they could for drug offenses under federal mandatory minimum laws. This was a this is really a great step backwards, because one of the few good things that the Obama administration did was they began to reassess the role of mandatory minimums in our criminal justice system. And when you could say that you're being more authoritarian than Eric Holder, there aren't many times that you can say that. And it also flies in the face of, we were just talking about things going on the state level. It flies in the face of what's happening in the state on the state level, where the majority of the states have legalized at least marijuana for medicinal use, and an increasing number are looking at legalizing it for recreational use, too. And all the polls show that the trend is very, very much against the drug war. I think that this is, it's not surprising, because Sessions, during the 80s, when he was an official in the state of Alabama, actually called for the death penalty for any drug dealer, including low-level marijuana dealers. But it does throw, once again, an inconsistency among a certain type of conservative who talks about the Constitution, states' rights, individual liberty, but has their own personal drug war exception to all of those.
Right. Well, you don't have to be. You know, you don't have to be for drugs to be against the drug war, or against drugs to be against the drug war. I mean, the thing is, if you look at success or failure in terms of government intervention, you know, it's been a disaster, and in fact, it's facilitated that so-called black market and crime by cartelizing these drugs and the gangs that are were completely overlooked during the Obama years as well as proliferators of this that just kind of bring these things out. And of course, making a distinction between a plant God created, that cannabis plant, for all of its medicinal benefit, and that which might be considered on the order of a heroin, which is you've got to make a distinction there.
Right.
Jonathan.
Well, I don't like it when in the criminal area, judges are denied the freedom to determine and juries are denied the freedom to make these determinations. In the first instance, a judge should be able to look at the specific facts and circumstances and determine what is fair in sentencing. Shouldn't have this approach of, a uniform mandatory maximum sentence for someone, because the circumstances vary greatly. I mean, if you have a young person who committed a crime by using a drug that was illegal to obtain but had a reason for doing so for medicinal reasons, or let's say that the person did something stupid one time or two times, why should you put them in jail for an extended period of time? What good does that do? Why would you deny a judge the freedom to look at a circumstance and say, oh, well, you know what? I think you should learn about, go into community service. Let's have you work at a hospital for 6 months and see what it's like to have emphysema or lung cancer, and learn that, if you smoke pot, you're going to substantially increase your risk of having that, and understand what that is, rather than saying to a judge that you've got to hit him with the maximum sentence. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, yeah, those mandatory minimums, it's all about taking the law out of the hands of the judge in terms of interpreting what's going on. And you said it, unique circumstances. But, government is pretty much a non-thinking entity. It's a beast, and we want to limit the damage that it does, as our founding fathers did. And thanks to Jonathan Emore, Cheryl Chumley, and Jonathan Emore, there are people out there doing just that. And I thank you guys for being with me, as I always do. Next hour, we got a lot more healing to go, but remember, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.